Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Austin Hires Local podcast. But you might notice I'm not in our typical room where we do the podcast. I am coming to you live from Austin's inaugural Infrastructure Academy launch event. It is March 26th, and we are so excited. We have got a room full of job seekers, students, talking to employers, to educators, to community-based organizations, to unions. What we're doing here today is really first of its kind and really first for Austin. We're bringing together people to connect with each other. When I walk around the room and I talk to the job seekers and employers, they're telling me they're making connections they couldn't make but for this event. And so we're going to bring you along for the ride. We found a few people that I got to talk to that you're going to want to hear from. You're going to get to hear from a job seeker, from an employer, and from a training provider who are all going to talk to you about why they're here, what they're getting out of it, and what the Infrastructure Academy and work in this industry sector means to them. So how about it? You want to come along for the ride with me? Let's do this. Hi, can you tell me your name?
My name is Erin Evans.
Erin, thank you so much for talking to me today. Okay, so you are at our inaugural launch of Austin's Infrastructure Academy.
Yes.
Why did you decide to come out here today?
Well, I am currently in the job market, and I saw all of the folks who would be here, all of the businesses, industries that would be represented, and I knew that this is where I needed to come. So,
fantastic. So do you have any education or work background in mobility and infrastructure?
I have transferable skills. So I've done a lot of work as a project manager.
But that's very much in demand, isn't it?
Yes, I have a cheat sheet of the specific groups that I want to speak to and about the specific roles that I saw that I think would be a good fit. But my background actually is mechanical engineering. I spent 10 years in Petrochem working in the plant before my husband and I moved to Austin. And then 6 years as a reliability consultant before moving into software support and stuff.
You're like crazy, crazy qualified for jobs here. So have you just started talking to employers? Have you been working the room much? Tell me where you are so far.
I just started talking to employers. I got to connect with the first group on my list and speak to them a little bit about the group that I saw. It was actually a role within quality management. And so I already had an idea of, who to talk to and what questions I wanted to ask them.
So what does success look like by the time you walk out of here today? What do you want to have accomplished?
Oh, that's a good question. So success for me looks like getting to speak to the groups on that punch list and making a connection with someone who I can reconnect with if I need to.
Fantastic. Last question.
Okay.
What is your advice to anyone in Austin who's not sure if they should consider this industry sector to build a career in?
There's always going to be a need for infrastructure. There just is. As long as there are people, there's going to be a need for infrastructure. And having worked in the plant, in a manufacturing facility, I saw how many jobs were created. I saw how many opportunities there were for career advancement. And I think it's just a no-brainer.
Erin, you are amazing. I really hope that you're successful today. Look forward to hearing about all the great things you're going to do. And thanks for talking to me.
Oh, yes. My pleasure. Good to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Okay. Can you tell me your name?
Yeah. RJ Ansley with HAF.
Okay. RJ with HAF. Okay. What does HAF do?
So we're a full service engineering firm and we're supporting all of the city, ATP, Cap Metro, everybody around. Like 80% of our business model is supporting local services.
Okay. I like local because everything we do at Workforce Solutions is about supporting local people to get into careers. Okay. So you are at Austin's inaugural Infrastructure Academy launch today. Why was it important for you and HAF to be here today?
It wasn't just about being here. So I got plugged in with mobility and the partnership about 2 years ago, a year and a half ago.
Okay, so you've been with us a long time.
I've been with this on the ride with Sarah and the whole team, just kind of understanding it, watching Make a Living, Making Austin come to fruition.
Hey, thank you for using the tagline.
Hey, I love it. It's been so good. I've been so excited to get to this moment, wanting to get the team here. It's so important for us to be able to bring in and kind of connect with the different people. There's a whole bunch of labor workforce that we're not able to meet and really understand what our industry is and get them to it. And so wanted to be part of that and getting the people and getting more people on our team integrated to that. So super excited, super happy to be here, really.
Well, thanks for being here. So you've got a table.
Yep.
And you've been at it for a little while now. Are you having people come up and talk to you?
Most definitely. It's very much exactly what I expected, right? It's some people that kind of understand a little bit about what we do or about what the industry looks like and not understanding that there's an opportunity to get plugged into it from like day one. And so that's what we're trying to show is that the barrier of entry is a lot easier than people realize to get plugged into the industry. And then it's like scalable careers from that. And that's what we're looking for is how do I get those people?
I love that. And I love your energy. So when this ends today, obviously it's not the end of the journey, but for today, what does success look like?
Yeah, walking out of today, right, is one, making sure that I've connected with enough people that start to understand those pathways, that they're out there. I've got a handful of connections that I've made that say, hey, let's follow up. Let's talk about the next step. Let's see if there's a space that makes sense for you. And then look at maybe this long-term partnership, once again, continue with you guys and saying, hey, let's start to do some of this training. Let's start to get people plugged in as effective as we can.
Really appreciate you being our partner. Last question for you. Okay. Anyone listening, watching this podcast that's not sure if they can build a career in this industry sector of mobility infrastructure, what message do you have for them?
Anybody that's looking to get into it, right? Making a living, making Austin is so important. I love the tagline. I really do. I think it's so important. This is like a community first based approach. It's the first of its kind, guys. Come here and do it. Like, we're going to make this place the way that we want it to do it. We're going to do it our own. So I'm all in.
Wow. Thank you so much. And thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
All right. Hi, how are you today?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Can you tell me who you are?
My name is Matthew Gonzalez. I am the business manager of Laborers Local 1095. We're an affiliate of the Laborers International Union of North America.
Okay. Thank you for that. And thank you for being here. We love our labor partners. And so you are at Austin's inaugural launch of our Infrastructure Academy. You've chosen to spend your time here. Why did you choose to participate today?
Well, we've been huge supporters of the Infrastructure Academy from inception, from imagination to development into implementation and here at the launch. We know that this is going to be a huge benefit to the local workforce, the community, and local employers who are seeking qualified employees.
Well, I think so too. And I'm so glad that you are here and you share that. So we're about several hours into the event so far. Have you been able to talk to any job seekers so far?
Absolutely. We've actually talked to more than a couple of dozen of folks who come by interested to know more about who we are at LIUNA and the work that we do, the wages and benefits that we offer. We even have some resumes that we're going to be following up with some folks just to make sure that we close the loop on information and really just provide an opportunity to those job seekers.
Well, that's fantastic. So you'll follow up with people afterwards. So when this ends, what does success look like? Like what is, when you leave here, you say that was a really good use of my time.
Success looks like not just initial engagement, but follow up. And then making sure that we close the loop of information so that we can get them where they need to be beyond the applicant phase, right? And so into job placement, into training, into our apprenticeship program so that we can then put them on the pathway to a true career.
That's fantastic. So if anyone listening or watching this podcast says, I'm not really sure if a career in mobility and infrastructure is for me, what would be your message to that person?
There's a lot of opportunity, a lot of options, pathways here at the Academy. For us, we have just a couple of requirements, reliable transportation, pass a drug test, valid driver's license. And if you're going into our apprenticeship program, a GED or high school diploma. Alternatively, we are Second Chance. We work with the justice impacted population as well as transitioning military veterans. So if anybody's interested, you can find us at www.liuna1095.org. That's LIUNA1095.org.
All right. Thank you so much for talking to me today, Matt.
My pleasure.
Great. Okay. So weren't those people amazing and their stories? Thanks for coming along for the ride with me. We are so happy that you are in this community, that you care about this community, and you want to learn more about the Infrastructure Academy. Speaking of learning more about Austin's Infrastructure Academy, you might be asking, gosh, how do I get involved? Well, you can go to wfscapillary.com where you can get more information about how you can connect with this great movement and frankly, everything else cool that we're doing here at Workforce Solutions. So thanks for coming along. And you know what? When you get involved with mobility and infrastructure, you can make a living making Austin. Thanks, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, the state's leading provider of workers' compensation insurance. Since 1991, Texas Mutual has been helping employers prevent workplace accidents. To learn more about how Texas Mutual provides a competitively priced source of workers' comp insurance for Texas employers, visit www.texasmutual.com. Thanks for listening to Austin Hires Local, powered by Workforce Solutions Capital Area. To learn more about what you heard today or to see what Workforce Solutions Capital Area can do for you, visit WFScapitalArea.com. To stay updated on new episodes, subscribe to Austin Hires Local on your podcast app of choice. Until next time.